If you had not met Hank Thompson, which set you on the country tour, was that your interest country, or could you have hooked up with someone else and you may have gone off on a different venue?
Well, I believe like Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington said, there's two kinds of music, good and bad. I love all kinds of music. I would have been in music some way. It might have been with a big band. It might have been with a Woody Herman type of thing. But Hank and I had a meeting that was ordained, you might say, and we had a plan. Yep. And everything that I did with Hank worked into other things as well.
Let's pick up on the Oak Ridge Boys. Where did we first meet these four young lads?
I met them a year before I met Manisa. I saw them at a showcasing in Nashville. This was in November 1974. Basically, they were solid gospel at that time. I'd heard that they were great, and I stayed to see them, and I didn't realize how great they were till I saw them. They were good-looking guys, and they dressed sharp. The furthest thing, I thought, from gospel music. They tore that audience up with gospel music, and I went backstage, and I said, you know, if you guys would ever consider expanding your repertoire and maybe include some pop and include some country music, I'd be interested in representing you. They said, well, you know, there's not a lot of money in gospel music, but we're the number one in the business. I said, I think you could do 100 times more in country music. And they thought it over and called me back in a couple of weeks. Said, we've been thinking about it. We're willing to make that try. It was a departure for them. And I had to be sure because I was taking these four guys and four families, feeding families and kids, bus payments and all that, on an unknown journey, but I knew that it would work. So that was the beginning of it.
Their name, how did they come by their name, Oak Ridge Boys?
Well, that happens to be an old group. These aren't the original Oak Ridge Boys. The original Oak Ridge Boys go back to 1944 at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, when they were building the atomic bomb and had all that secret government business going on at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and those people couldn't leave the compound, you know. So they formed this quartet on the government base there to entertain the people. Wally Fowler was one of those first ones. There were a lot of Oak Ridge Boys. They first called it the Oak Ridge Quartet. They changed the name eventually to Oak Ridge Boys, and William Lee Golden was the first of what we know as the Oak Ridge Boys now to come on, and he's been on there for like 40 years, and then it was Dwayne Allen. And then,
how did they find each other to be a quartet?
Well, because of the reputation that right. They had, they all wanted to be an Oak Ridge Boy. So they call and would audition for him. The next to last one to come on was Joe Bonzel. And then when they need the bass singer, Joe Bonzel knew of Richard in Camden, New Jersey, and called him.
I remember watching them as they did Christian music. The Oak Ridge Boys had to take a lot of criticism from the Christian community.
So totally.
It was tough for
right.
them.
Right. After they made their change, one of the first places that I played them was in Las Vegas for one of the Howard Hughes hotels, the Landmark. I had a continuing show running there that I produced called Country Music USA. So I went to Walter Kane, who ran those six hotels for Howard Hughes, and I said, I want to headline these guys in our next show. They'll knock everybody out. Nobody knows who they are at this point. They will. But I've got to tell you, Mr. Kane, that about 30% will be gospel music. Mr. Kane says, we have Christians in the audience here too, you know. So he was a big supporter of mine. The Oaks came in there, and we had put their name up in lights, 8 feet tall letters. So if you didn't know them, you figured they must be big, or they wouldn't have a marquee that big. We did real well, but the most important part was I had 3 weeks of them setting down. The hotels were paid for, all the food was paid for, and we weren't running our buses, and they were making enough money to make payroll and send money home.
Why did they feel they needed to keep the Christian music in there?
First of all, they believe in it, and, you know, that's part of their heritage. And we still do a number of gospels. We don't do a show without doing a gospel segment.
Isn't it true that when you first met them before a show, you get together and have a prayer?
Right. We'd all hold hands in a circle. We still do that today. When it's an important event, we still do that today.
So then the Oak Ridge Boys take off. They have a number of hits, don't they?
They do, and surprisingly, the first hit they have, it wasn't the furthest thing from gospel, is called Y'all Come Back Saloon. originally, they had a lot of trouble with their original big gospel fans because they thought that they had left the field and were not believers anymore. Well, it couldn't be further from the truth. What they did was expand the audience. And there's not a show that they do today anywhere that they don't include a gospel segment in their performance.
Joe Bonzell was the natural speaker for the group, wasn't he?
Right. He's always so full of energy.
There was a time when William Golden left the group.
Right.
And that was due to personality differences, I guess. Is that true?
Well, that, and then he has some thoughts about music and all of that, but he's back now, and it's bigger and better than ever. And this is really the four guys that everybody know as the Oak Ridge Boys.
Did you help the healing of that, to bringing him back?
Well, I think that was the natural healing, and everybody wanted it to happen, and they missed him and maintained contact, so that wasn't a difficult thing.